Walking around the Home Hardware store in Wellington, Prince Edward County was like walking into a bygone era, starting with the sleigh bells announcing my entry to the creaking floors and, of course, the sound of the old cash register. Five generations of the Nash family have supplied the region with hardware since 1905, and the remaining three generations recently celebrated 120 years in business. Here are some of the highlights from my conversation with current owner Evan Nash and his father Ted about the past and the future of the hardware business. Do you have any idea what the population was in 1905? In Wellington?
I think the population of Wellington was 1,000 to 1,200 or something back in those days. But it was a happening place, too. It would have been seasonally, would have expanded. Like, when the factories were running, everybody came from the north. They picked, they worked in the factories, they did every job.
You know, in 1905, for a building the size of our building to have been built was a pretty ambitious project, and it's a pretty interesting project in that it was a relatively contemporary way of building and creating retail space to put it in what is essentially a strip mall, right? And Fitzgerald, the building's called the Fitzgerald mm-hmm. Block after, I think it's Willard, but a super interesting architect and builder from the turn of the century in Wellington, and he's responsible for an immense number of buildings in Wellington, and also this commercial block, which was one of his crown jewels. And he did a lot of interesting, he did prefabbed housing, he mixed styles, he did adaptive reuse, so he did all this stuff that we're finding interesting, you know, as sort of contemporary architecture and building practices now. This guy was doing 120 years ago. So I mean, the building itself even tells you how interesting a place Wellington would have been in the summer back then.
What I found interesting was there were two hardware stores in Wellington at one time.
Yeah, and I mean, there was two hardware stores and a lumber yard for a while. Yeah.
So did they all have something a little bit different?
A little different. And so there was Ed Ross, and they did farm supplies a bit more.
Okay, originally they bought that building. They bought that building from a guy named Bill Davern, and he was a World War I veteran, and he had operated a farm implement / hardware store type place, and Ed and his dad bought that out and joined the Home Hardware Network in 1962 when they were, I believe it was 62, when Home Hardware came into being. Funny enough, when we bought that store out in 1988, they still had stuff in the store that was from Davern's hardware back, like spark plugs for a 1912 Massey Harrison, crazy stuff like that, plowshares and things, guy. But yeah, two stores operate in Wellington, and that tells you something about how busy it was. I remember as a kid, I couldn't get home from school. I had to stop at the store, and we were threading pipe, and like all the canning factories and stuff were operating. All the farmers had pipelines in their barns and stuff, and so I was cutting and threading pipe. There was no end to it. We also, our store originally was a tin shop. So think about everything you have in your house today that's made of plastic was made of tin. So every bucket, every pail, every bathtub, every furnace, everything that was made out of
watering can, box, tote box, storage box.
Yeah, they made everything from tin.
And then stovepipe.
Yeah, so there was guys working in the back room, banging stuff out of tin all day long with the smudges going. It was the soot on the ceiling was just as black as could be. And that's how I grew up, doing all that kind of stuff. And we made stovepipes until, just a few years ago, we couldn't buy the metal anymore to make them. It wasn't worth it.
It's funny, too, when you say that Ed had stuff that was from Davern. So, you know, he ran that place for 20 years and still had merch. Like, I feel like I still have merch from 50 years ago that's in the store. So, like, somebody would come in and say, hey, I need a replacement pump leather for a hand pump water pump from 1942 and blah, blah, blah. And I'd look at them and be like, dude, like they haven't manufactured those in 60 years. There's no, and dad would holler from the back and be like, yeah, I got them. Do you want a left-handed or a right-handed? Because he's got them and they're buried in a little box down underneath, shoved underneath a shelf somewhere. And then it occurred to me, like, that's the magic of the small town hardware store is that, yeah, not only do we have it, but somebody knows what you're talking about, knows how to use it, knows how to help you fix it, and actually has one on hand and can help you with the whole thing, which is just shocking. So I learned to bite my tongue. Yeah, we were very happy to see it go. Absolutely.
Evan is the fifth generation and current owner of the store. He tells us how he joined the business.
The story goes, actually, I was living in Korea, and I was teaching English, and I was sitting in a Canadian bar in the sort of international portion of Korea, and I met a guy who knew our store because he had worked with Scotiabank. And so he said, I've been to Wellington. I've been to the Scotiabank. He was from Ottawa or something, but he was in this Canadian bar. And he's like, I know your dad. Like, I'm sure I've met him. I've been in your store a bunch of times. Every time I go to that bank, I would go to your hardware store. He said, what are you even doing here? Go home and run that business.
And that's exactly what you did.
Yeah.
And the Nashes moved to appliances a number of years ago.
Yeah, we started in the mid-80s. And I can remember when I sold the first fridge. But I remember selling that first fridge. And then he said, okay, when can you bring it? And it dawned on me, I have to deliver this. That's a good question. But that's where it all started, back in the mid-80s. There was a few people around, but nobody was really serious about it.
And we were good at it. That's the other thing. Like, the whole trick to making money selling appliances is don't damage them. Don't damage people's houses. You know, you got to do it carefully, dealing with it. And, you know, as a credit to our customers, like, people really do want to buy local. Like, we have a really loyal community here in Prince Edward County of people who appreciate the businesses around them. So they did want to buy from us. And so as long as we could give them a fair price and good service, they, you know, we garnered local.
Service is key. And my analogy is there's no standing still. You're either moving forward or you're moving backwards. And you have to decide which hat you want to wear, right? In business, it's always good to be moving forward. And the opportunity was there, and we've done well at it. Yet to be seen what will happen in Wellington.
What's the future for Nash's Home Hardware?
We're in relatively uncertain economic times. So I've had a tough year this year, and I think that's echoed throughout the community. So if there was ever a time to buy local, get out there and support your local businesses. I think no matter what, when your plumbing breaks and you don't know how to fix it, you need to go to the hardware store and ask the guy how to, you know, the person there will help you figure out how to fix your leaky pipe or your broken toilet or whatever.
Yep. Great flush beats a full house every time.
It's amazing for 120 years that it's all in the same family.
I think the statistic was, you know, 70 or 80%, like it was a quite a high number of businesses don't make it to that second generation, and over 90% don't make it to the third. So to make it to the fifth, like it's us and Hagerman's. Even if you look back at that 120 years, you've got two world wars, you've got pandemics, you've got a Great Depression in there. You have to think it was a relatively desperate economic time, right? So people from that generation left. There was no opportunity for them here.
Yeah, it's crazy to think how you could possibly survive through all that. Depend on you, they trust you, and that's something you earn. You don't, it's not handed to you. We've been very, very lucky to be able to go where we've gone. I wouldn't say it's been fun all the time, but it's been a great time. It's nice when people depend on you and you can help them.
For the Local Journalism Initiative, frequencynews.ca, and CJPE County FM, I'm Brenda Little.